Every AI agent you've used that felt genuinely helpful? It remembered something about you. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 245. I'm Izzo, here with Boone, and today we're talking about something that separates useful AI agents from glorified chatbots, memory systems.
And not just, make the context window bigger, memory. Real memory architecture.
Right, because here's what I keep seeing in production. Teams build these elaborate agent workflows, ship them, and then wonder why users bounce after the first session.
The agent forgets everything. User asks about their deployment issue on Monday, comes back Tuesday, and has to explain the whole situation again.
Exactly. So this framework from Machine Learning Mastery breaks down 7 steps to actually solving this. Boone, what's the core insight here?
Memory isn't a model problem, it's a systems problem. You can't just throw GPT-4 Turbo with 128K context at this and call it solved.
Why not though? More context seems like it should help.
Because of what they call context rot. When you stuff everything into the context window, the model starts spending attention budget on noise instead of signal. Performance actually degrades.
Okay, so we need to be selective. What are we actually storing?
4 types. Short-term memory is your context window. Everything the model can reason over right now. Think RAM.
Fast but wiped when the session ends.
Exactly. Then episodic memory, specific past events. Like, user's deployment failed last Tuesday due to missing environment variable.
That's the stuff that makes an agent feel like it actually knows you.
Right. Semantic memory is structured facts, user preferences, domain knowledge. And procedural memory is the workflows and decision rules the agent learns.
So a customer service agent that knows I prefer concise answers and work in legal, that's semantic memory at work.
Yep, and if it learns to always check dependency conflicts before suggesting library upgrades, that's procedural.
Now here's where teams get confused. They think RAG solves this. Break that down for me, Boone.
RAG is read-only retrieval for universal knowledge. Your company docs, product catalogs. It's stateless, each query starts fresh.
Versus memory, which is read-write and user-specific.
Exactly. RAG answers, what's our refund policy? Memory answers, what did this customer tell us about their account last month?
So RAG for things true for everyone, memory for things true for this user. Most production agents need both.
Right. They run in parallel, each contributing different signals to the final context.
Okay, so you're designing this memory architecture. What are the key decisions?
4 big ones. What to store, how to store it, how to retrieve it, and crucially, when to forget.
Don't just dump raw conversation transcripts into a vector database and hope for the best.
That's a recipe for noisy retrieval. You want to distill interactions into structured memory objects, key facts, preferences, action outcomes.
And storage options? Vector databases for semantic similarity, key value stores like Redis for fast structured lookup, relational for compliance and auditability, graphs for complex relationships. When would you reach for graph storage? Only after vector plus relational becomes a bottleneck. Graphs are powerful but complex to maintain. What about retrieval strategies? Match the strategy to memory type. Semantic search for episodic memories, structured lookup for profiles. But,